Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And we are continuing with our countdown to 100 with movie number 92.
Unbelievable.
It's wild. Like, who would have thought we would have got this far?
Nobody. Absolutely no one.
Today, we watched one of my favorites, Billy Elliot.
Aww.
It's a sweet movie, and I do recommend it. It's from 2000. It was rated R. It was a long movie, 1 hour and 50 minutes.
It was long, but I don't feel like I lost attention this time.
No, and I think it needed to be that. I think we needed to see, you know, the seasons of this kid's year.
Yes.
It was directed by Stephen Daldry.
Yes.
It got an 85% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
It got a 74 on Metascore.
Oh.
Which I think is one of the higher ones we've seen.
I think so.
And 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh. That's kind of thin, don't you think?
Well, again, I think that the IMDb numbers are just low to be low.
I agree with you.
Because
okay.
I don't think that everybody that gets on IMDb knows that you can, like, vote on stuff.
Okay. Huh.
The budget was about $5 million.
I did see that.
And it made a worldwide gross of just over $110 million.
I think that that's a pretty good reward, huh?
Yeah, I think it is.
Very good.
The basic plot is that while the miners' strike rages, a young boy living in a small town discovers his talent for ballet, much to the chagrin of his father, leaving him torn between his dreams and the only life he's ever known.
Yep. That's it.
Yep. It had a cast. It had a pretty good cast. Jamie Bell, Dean Haywood, Jamie Draven, Gary Lewis, Stuart Wells, Julie Walters, and Nicola Blackwell are most of the faces you recognize.
Main characters, yep.
Yeah. This movie is very sweet. Did it win some awards? Do you remember seeing?
I believe it did, but I don't think I wrote them down.
Because I know it went to film festivals.
Yes, but I don't know. We'll see what's on the... I have all of the awards the director has won.
Okay. Sure.
So, yeah, maybe we'll come to them. Okay. I don't remember. It's been a crazy week.
It has.
And I don't even know why. I hate Monday holidays.
Yeah.
Even though I don't work anymore, it just completely throws me off.
It's a whole thing. I had a Monday all week.
Yes. And I was doing most of my work this week rather than having gotten it done early. I didn't. So, yeah, it was... Bad week.
I didn't finish Dude, Where's My Car until 15 minutes before he got here. Like, I'm lucky that it is posted. Like,
I get it.
I know that I had started it and I started strong. And then I went to go post it and I'm like, well, where is it? And then I was looking in my file and I only edited 45 minutes of a 120 minute show.
Oh, well.
So when you texted me that you were alive this morning, I was like,
been over for a while. I had watched you send some stuff from Facebook to me, reels, but I was ready to start moving then. So,
was shitting my pants a little bit.
So it goes out later in the day instead of earlier. It's okay.
I had my computer in the kitchen while I was cooking.
Oh, Lex. It could have waited until this afternoon for crying out loud.
I can do it all.
You can. You can, and you do.
Oh my God. So, you know, it's Saturday. I'm still having a Monday.
That's okay. So am I. And I don't even go to work. It's weird.
Yeah.
Weird, weird, weird. Okay, what else?
What do you have?
Well,
or do you want me to do the little bit of trivia I have first?
Okay. Let's do trivia first.
Oh, okay.
We'll do something different.
Sure. Mix it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go back to my production portion of my thing.
Jamie Bell was going through puberty at the time of filming, and some of his dialogue had to be post-synced.
No.
And the sequence where he's jumping on the bed to Cosmic Dancer, the very beginning, his legs had to be shaved.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. That's funny.
Now, I'm sure that you're going to expand on this because we already talked about having stuff about Elton John.
Oh, uh-huh.
But this is when Elton John first saw the movie at the Cannes Film Festival, he immediately pitched the idea of making it a stage musical to director Stephen Daldry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it absolutely looks like a musical, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely could have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was in 2005. It premiered.
Yeah.
In the West End. On the West End.
Yeah.
Which is different.
This is the only movie this year to be Oscar nominated for Best Director, but not Best Picture. Because normally if you're nominated for Best Picture or Best Director, Best Picture is a shoo-in.
Right.
So this was not
up
for an Oscar for Best Picture.
You know, I think I remember that. I do. I think I do remember that and all the buzz around that.
Dame Julie Walters had no previous experience with the ballet. And as she was going through menopause during filming, she said she felt like she looked like the hippo in Fantasia, the ballet dancing hippo.
Oh, no.
And she had on a lot of clothes in this movie.
She did. She always had on. Yeah.
That's too much clothing for a hot flash.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Over 2,000 boys auditioned for the role of Billy Elliot.
I saw that. I was amazed. And then I saw that even this guy went through numerous auditions.
Yeah?
I'll get to that. It's in here somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah, crazy, huh?
Yeah. Large parts of Easington Colliery, where most of the filming took place, were demolished shortly after the movie finished, including the house that stood as Billy's home and the entire surrounding street.
Yep, it was considered derelict.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, did you look at the wallpaper in that house?
Well, being an aficionado of British TV, didn't look unusual to me. That's it. They live. That's how they live. They live in what's called a two up and a two down. There's two rooms on the bottom and two rooms on the top.
Wild.
And that's the whole family lives in that. I find it amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. But yeah, no, I didn't find any until I read that. I thought, wow, that's weird.
Cool. Jamie Bell had been dancing since he was 6 years old, and he did receive a good bit of ridicule from his peers, and he used that as inspiration for this character.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So I said, Jesus, look at the calves on that kid.
Yeah.
Wow, they were unbelievably large.
Yeah.
But that's why.
Toned.
Toned, yes.
Jamie Bell actually came from the area where the movie was set.
Cool.
The movie takes place from 1984 to 1985 and 1999. You know, when he's a boy and then when he's a man.
Okay. Very interesting.
Burberry, you know, fashion house Burberry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
celebrated the 15th anniversary of this movie by using it as an inspiration for the 2015 Christmas campaign, starring Dame Julie Walters, Sir Elton John, Michelle Dockery, Naomi Campbell, and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Okay.
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is a friend of the pod. She was one of the wives in Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Wow, interesting.
And one of the great qualms of the entire movie was whether or not Mrs. Wilkinson would be in the final scene. And at the end of the day, she just wasn't available for filming. So that's why she wasn't there.
You know, that I thought that was funny that they sat down in a seat right next to the neighbor. And I thought maybe the next person that would sit down would be her.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it is a little disappointing that she didn't see it, you know, all the way through, but.
Right.
You know, he was only there because she believed in him.
Yes.
So.
And she saw something right off.
Yeah.
You know, and not being a dancer, how do you see that?
Exactly.
You know, that was weird to me, but wow.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all I got. The rest was kind of long paragraph technical shit that I didn't feel like writing.
I get it. But I thought that this Stephen Daltrey was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
He has, now these are his awards that he's gotten.
Okay.
3 Tonys, an Oliver, 3 nominations for Best Director at the Academy Awards, 1 Producers Guild Award, and 6 Primetime Emmys Award nominations with 2 wins.
Really?
This guy is very busy.
I guess.
Very busy.
What's an Oliver?
Is
it like an English Tony?
We'll look that up. Okay. I'm not sure. I mean,
let me get the computer out here.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. Daltrey was born in Dorset. His mother, Cherry, was a singer, and his father, Patrick, was a bank manager.
Oh, it's Olivier, like Sir Laurence Olivier.
Oh,
and it is Excellence in London Theater.
Okay, that word to me is Oliver, but you're right. It is Olivier.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah, okay, cool. Go on.
We're learning all kinds of stuff. I had some stuff last time that I thought, I didn't know that. But hell, I don't know much of anything. Whatever. Okay. The family moved to Canton, Somerset, when Stephen was around 14. Then his father, not too long after that, died. And he joined the youth theater group for the Canton Thespians.
Sure.
And at 18, he won a scholarship to the University of Sheffield. And it was there that he joined and later became the chairman of the Sheffield University Theater Group. After graduating, he traveled around Italy. He took like kind of a gap year type thing, but after he graduated, and traveled around Italy, where he became a clown apprentice. Can you imagine?
Oh, okay. But he's not the first one.
No. Later, he trained as an actor in a post-grad course at East 15 Academy School.
Okay.
This is when he was around 22. And this school, this acting school now is part of the University of Essex.
Okay.
I thought that was interesting. In 1988, he met Ian McNeil, and the relationship lasted 13 years. And Ian McNeil is the son of Robert McNeil from the McNeil-Lehr Report.
Oh!
And he is one of the first fathers that went on record that said there's nothing wrong with his gay son. And it's okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought so. But back in, 1988, that was...
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big deal.
AIDS was a huge thing then.
Yep. Yep. Oh, they were collaborating in a theater production when they met. Okay. I'm reading this and I'm thinking, why did I write this? They were collabing on a theater production. And they got together. And then when 9/11 happened, that was in 2000, 2001?
2001. Yeah.
Stephen decided that he needed to have a family. He wanted a family. And he married an American magazine editor, Lucy Sexton. And Lucy Sexton is a 1982 graduate of Ohio University.
Oh, okay.
And they had one child. And despite being married to a woman, he still refers to himself as gay. But he also said he married to get health insurance.
Oh, there's lots of talk now about lavender marriages where one or both of the spouses are queer.
Yes.
In some way, shape, or form. And yeah, that's fine. If that works for you, go for it.
It's none of my business.
Listen, health insurance is expensive.
And yes, it is. Yeah, I follow a guy on Facebook that's in a lavender marriage, and I had never heard of it until I came across this guy, and he's hilarious. And then he was talking about it. I thought, I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they obviously have something in common or they wouldn't have gotten married, so whatever.
Hey, you know what? What you do in your bedroom is your business.
And I don't want to know.
As long as both of you are adults and consenting, that's fine.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Have at it.
Okay, let's talk about his career. He started his career at the Sheffield Crucible, which is a theater, in 1985, from 1985 to 1988. And he was artistic director of the Royal Court Theater from 1992 to 1998. And also, during that time, being the director there, he was also a director at the London's Gate Theater and the Metro Theater. So, he's busy. I told you, he's busy. This dude's busy.
Yeah, no shit.
He made his directorial debut with this movie in 2000.
Wow, okay.
Next was a movie called The Hours. I did not recognize it. Nicole Kidman.
Okay, yep.
And it won an Academy Award.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The stage adaptation of our movie earned Tony and Best Director in 2009.
Okay.
He went on to direct the Reader Extremely Loud and The Incredibly Close.
Oh, that's a movie.
The Reader is one movie.
Yeah.
And Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close
is another
movie.
Yeah.
Again, neither of which I recognized, but they mentioned both of them, so I wrote them down.
I think Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. It's either about the breakdown of a family or 9/11. and the breakdown of a family. I've heard of it, and I know I saw commercials for it when it was in theaters. But if you put a gun to my head and ask me what it was about, I feel like 9/11 was part of it, but now I'm second guessing myself.
Yeah, I remember reading the whole little, you know, story about both of these movies and how it related to him, and I blacked it out.
I can't say that I've ever heard of The Reader.
Me either. I've heard of neither of those movies.
Yeah. Okay.
Next, he was set to direct a Star Wars spinoff about Obi-Wan Kenobi. But in the end, it got scrapped because of the failure of a different movie, which I don't understand. How can a failure of a different movie affect this movie? But the failure of the movie Solo, A Star Wars Story, directed by Ron Howard. I thought that's interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Led to the fact that this movie went by the way.
That makes sense.
But later, Disney Plus picked it up on a limited series.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Solo was terrible. They got a man to play young Han Solo that I think he was just a cardboard cutout that they animated, because this guy, like, I don't know where they found this kid, but he was a terrible actor. And like there were rumblings coming out that this wasn't going to be a good movie because that actor was so bad that he needed his acting coach on set, like 24/7.
My God.
And it still was just terrible.
A director like Ron Howard, why didn't he stand up and say, okay, this you're out?
I think it was more like, we really need to make this kid a star and not, you know, not letting Ron Howard do a Ron Howard movie. It was, we have to make this jackass a star, and he's the worst.
Oh my gosh.
Donald Glover played young Lando Calrissian in the movie. Donald Glover is great.
Yeah.
He's been ever, he was on Community.
Yeah.
He did his own show, Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's a huge star. He's a musician. He's a rapper. He's, you know, he's that guy is multi-talented to work next to this kid that needed his acting coach glued to his side.
God. Oh my God. Oh, what do you know?
So yeah, even before that movie came out, people were like, this is going to be a piece of shit. And it wasn't good.
Oh boy. Oh, so that's how a different movie of the same ilk got cut.
Yes.
They had just assumed that it would be equally as bad.
Well, you know, Star Wars movies are supposed to, you know, get the licenses to print money.
Yes.
And when a Star Wars movie doesn't do well, like, the rest of the Star Wars movies behind it get pushed way back.
Yeah.
Because if one's not making money, the next might not make any money.
Oh, my God. And
The universe that just has a license to print money can't have movies that don't make money.
I get it. That makes sense.
So.
Oh my goodness.
Completely understand. But like Rogue One, that was a great one-off Star Wars movie.
Okay.
That had a newcomer in it too. And she was great. The kid that played Han Solo, young Han Solo, it sucked.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. So that was in 2022 that happened.
Okay.
And in the end, Daldry got credit as a consulting producer.
Sure.
So he did get some credit from the movie.
Some money's better than no money.
That's true. You know, and if the movie that you were set to play is cut, you're right. A paycheck's a paycheck. After that, he was working on developing a play based on the Netflix hit Stranger Things.
Okay.
The play would be called Stranger Things, The First Shadow. And that premiered in December of 2023 at the Phoenix Theater on London's West End.
Okay.
I thought, what? Didn't that Stranger Things like just come out?
No. No, that show has been on. It has taken that show the fifth season? It's only just coming out. Kids Millie Bobby Brown just bought a baby. So, like, she's fully married and just became a mother. Like, this is how long this shit has taken to drag out.
Oh my God. I've never seen it. I have heard of it. But
the first couple seasons are great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it just kind of drags on. And it's just like, why are we dragging this on?
Because sometimes they don't know when to just let things die.
Well, it's making money. People are still clamoring for it.
Okay.
It's just like that Wednesday show. It took so long to get a second season out. The little boy that played Pugsley is a full man.
And the Wednesday is just like a high school girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, the kid had a growth spurt. He's like 6'3 now.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
So you know that kid's 19 or 20 years old.
Probably.
Because boys don't grow like that, like girls do.
No, not until they're about 18. That's when they get that big old growth spurt right out of high school. They grow 2-3 inches. Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. The production of this movie, this movie was developed from a play called Dancer.
Yes.
And it was kind of influenced by a book by Circalisa Tantini.
Oof, okay.
Right. Her book called Step by Step. So it was, you know, took five people to get this movie out, I guess.
Yeah.
At first, Daltrey was not convinced the script was right. For whatever reason, you know, and maybe he changed it, I don't know. But, you know, sometimes you read something and, you know, this doesn't sound right. But maybe, you know, he's doing his job. But the emotional part of the movie was what sold him on the entire project.
The movie it's a beautiful story. It's fucking sad.
It is. And then you think you're not going to have any hope. And there it is.
Yeah.
A ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
But when Grandma started jumping up and down, I thought, what? Granny's excited.
Yeah. And Granny didn't know where she was.
Just occasionally. Producers were looking for that boy. Here's about the stuff. They were looking for that boy. Jamie Bell had auditioned 7 times.
Holy shit.
Before it was announced that he had the role. And Peter Darling, the choreographer, worked 3 months with Bell before they even started the movie. And I thought, why? Because they wanted a certain look, you know, they wanted that boy.
Yeah.
And he certainly was, you know, you know me, I don't try to read anything about this movie. I try not to know anything. But I remember from the commercials, when this movie first came out, that was the kid. He was the kid.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was a huge miner strike, and actor Gary Lewis went with the miners and supported their cause by raising money for them.
Oh, cool.
And And that's why there was so much in this movie about the miners themselves.
Okay.
You know, and how they, you know, they were, the little girl and the boy were just walking along talking, and she was running that stick around the bricks.
Yeah.
And then boom, boom, boom over the cop shields. Like, uh-huh. just like, you the know,
riot shields.
That's absolutely normal stuff. They didn't even blink.
Nope.
You know, so, that's the unfortunate part of strife and stuff like that in our communities.
Yeah.
It affects the children, and they don't, they're kids.
Yeah. When he's standing on the wall, watching his brother get beat by,
yeah,
by cops on horses.
Yep.
That sucks.
And beat by sticks and then dragged off bleeding.
Yeah.
But that's what made the color of this movie. This movie wouldn't have been right without that.
No. If he had a happy family and, you know, like his mom was alive and,
yeah.
you know, okay, so good things happen to be good people. Okay, who cares?
Right. Okay, principal photography began in August of 1999.
Okay.
Most of the film was the Elliott home. That was the Elliott home, which you already told us was shot on location. And more than 400 locals were hired as extras for the movie.
Oh, cool.
You know, all those rioters?
Yeah.
Not rioters. Strikers.
The strikers.
You know, and just the people on the street. And when I think about England, I think about people on the street like that. You know, there were people just standing on the street talking and
yeah.
stuff like that. That's what I think about. And then you talked about the demolition of the street. That happened in 2003. Not too long after the end of the filming. Daldry remarked that the shooting schedule was a nightmare. He did it in 7 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Which I can't hardly believe because it was all these children. And he said kids could only work Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. I can't even imagine how they managed to get this movie. That is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because there were so many kids everywhere in every scene. Crazy. Producer Jim Finn talked of the difficulty of filming on location and also finding the open mining pits. To film this location, you know, to film on location in England must be torturous. Because it's so heavily packed with people. You know, every street has those row houses that are just side by side by side. And I can't even imagine how difficult it was. And, you know, to find an open mining pit when they made this, it probably was very difficult. The soundtrack was released with various artists in 2000. T-Rex, The Clash, The Jam, Eagle Eye Cherry, and some of the actors were even credited on the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
I love T-Rex, and the fact that Ride a White Swan is at the end is just my favorite, because Ride a White Swan is my favorite T-Rex song.
Okay. Okay, and then I have a little bit about the musical, which you touched on.
Yeah.
After the movie, Elton John and Lee Hall, who worked on the writing, collabed to produce this musical adaptation that premiered in March of 2005 on the West End. And then it ran on Broadway from 2008 to 2015.
Wow.
That's cool. And I kind of remember that. And, you know, because his father thought it was so odd that he wanted to be a ballerina, which isn't the right word. He wanted to do ballet. I looked up some famous male ballet dancers that I remember. And I only wrote down the three that I remembered. Rudolf Nureyev.
Okay.
And he has been considered the best male dancer of all time.
Yeah.
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Yeah.
I only wrote down two. But those were the two, you know, and I remember seeing those guys on TV.
Yeah, Mikhail Baryshnikov was also a love interest on the original Sex and the City.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I thought that's cool. But I remember seeing both of them dance on TV. You know, and I've never been to the ballet or anything like that. But, you know, I know these two people. So I think that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
I feel like we saw a ballet at a small theater here in town through school. But now, like, I don't have any memory. Now that I've opened my mouth, there's no memory.
Well, you've been to the Peristyle for things.
Yeah.
Maybe one time when you've been to the Peristyle, they had maybe a little snippet of ballet.
I feel like it was like maybe like the theater at Lourdes College. I don't know.
Okay.
The Franciscan Center. I don't know.
I was not with you 24/7 when you were a child. So hell, I don't remember anything.
Hey, anything's possible. I you know, high school is very hazy to me.
Yeah, and you know. And I know that that's part of the curriculum was letting you children learn some of the arts. And that's all part of school. You know, that's what you should be learning in school. You should be learning about arts and, you know, classical music. I hate classical music.
It's not my favorite.
I hate classical music and jazz. I mean, not all jazz and not all classical music, but I certainly have my faves.
Yeah.
And Watermelon is not one of them. I hated it when you kids had to play that.
Watermelon? No, what was it?
I don't know. It was something like that, and I always called it Watermelon, and I hated it.
Yeah, that sounds racist. Because it was a Herbie Hancock song.
Well, stop it. Stop it. I didn't mean it that way. No. I hated that song.
Yeah, what song was it? Because the only song that's come to my mind is Flashlight, and that's George Clinton.
Anyway.
Ugh.
Jazz is not my favorite.
Herbie Hancock is not my favorite.
That's true. That's true. So we had a beautiful, beautiful strike meal.
Yeah, I haven't seen this movie in so long. I didn't know there was Christmas dinner. We could have had Christmas dinner. But I just kind of went with the spirit of a soup kitchen meal. Something nutritionally dense, but not expensive to make.
Yes.
Yeah. So I made chicken and dumplings.
And they were delicious.
Yeah. Mom said the dumplings were undercooked, but...
They were a little chewy.
I don't know. I thought they were fine.
After you chewed them up and swallowed them, they tasted fine.
Yeah.
They tasted like they were supposed to taste, like dumplings out of chicken soup.
Yeah.
So it was perfectly fine. I know. I'm too critical. I need to just keep my trap shut.
I didn't have to cook for you at all.
Yes, that is exactly correct. I need to keep my trap shut.
And I put that together last night before I cooked my own dinner. So shut up.
You shouldn't have.
I wanted to, I didn't want to have to hurry this morning. So and shredding chicken is just my least favorite thing in the world to do.
And we've eaten a lot of that lately.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know. You hate chicken, and I love it, so.
No, chicken is... I had chicken for dinner last night. No, chicken is fine. I just... It's just the time. It's time consuming. And then, you know, then it likes to shred funny.
Of course. But it was perfect this morning.
Yeah, I think it tasted good.
And you put a bag of mixed vegetables in it. Delicious.
Yep.
Oh, what? Not all that celery. Thank you.
Oh, there's like 6 pieces of celery in there because I cut 3 stalks down. But, they're in 3 large or 6 yeah. large pieces.
But they didn't get on the spoon and in my mouth. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
I love celery and stuff, but to eat a piece of celery? Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Like, the celery flavor needs to be there, yep. but like in a stuffing and in a soup, it needs to yep. be there.
Yes.
You can't get around it.
Absolutely.
There's not enough celery salt in the world to make it. Nope. Make the difference.
And like you were talking about peanut butter and celery, love that. I'll eat that all the time. But a piece of cooked celery? Oh, no.
There's something.
No.
Listen, some stuff just isn't meant to be cooked down. Raisins.
Yep.
Not meant to be cooked
Not
down.
Not meant to be cooked. Nope. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, I always put the whole stick in the pot that I'm cooking with.
Yeah.
So when they're done cooking, I can pull it out and not have to eat it.
Right. Justin's going to eat them. That's why I didn't have any problem with leaving them in there. Because he doesn't mind. He'll eat anything.
And that is an absolutely personal thing. What is wrong with a piece of cooked celery? Nothing. I don't want it in my mouth. I can't even tell you.
Celery is just one of those things. And I think that if it weren't springy, it would be fine. Like, but it's 100% a texture thing for me.
Yeah, I guess. Because I hate it. I hate it. Like I said, I'll cook it. But I cook them whole and then I take them out and throw them in the garbage.
I'm going to leave them in there and just eat around them until I'm done eating the soup.
That's okay. And if Justin will eat them, scoop them out into his bowl.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I made him, as I made my own dinner last night, I packed him up a lovely dinner in a nice container. And as a treat, I put celery and peanut butter in it. And when I reached, Justin had texted me about how good the dinner I made was. And I was like, oh, cool. He got that box of food. And when I opened the fridge this morning, that box of food fell out. And I was just like, well, what the fuck did he eat? He had like the 2 scoops of rice and chicken that was left over from, you know, the box that I made him and my plate full of food.
No.
So,
he just grabbed up the leftovers. He didn't assume it was in the box, huh?
Nope.
Oh, dear. It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. He'll take it to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
He was just like, God damn it.
There's our producer, Tallulah.
Yeah, she came downstairs. Nope, going back upstairs.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm out.
Nothing,
I'm out.
Nothing doing.
Yikes, okay.
She's like, oh, grandma's here?
Yeah. I want to talk about that bitch. You know, whatever. Poor Justin had just some leftovers, not his whole lunch.
Yeah. He also said, if you see a good sandwich, pick me up a good sandwich. So I didn't see a good sandwich, but they do have those little like pinwheels.
Love them.
And they have an Italian one and they have like a turkey and yes. cheese one. And I bought him a pack of both. You know, I figure, you know, that's something he could put in a bag and put in his pocket and yep. eat as he's going.
Yep.
And, you know, then a pack lunch is something that he can sit down and eat exactly. towards the end of his shift.
Yep. I've kind of quit buying those at the store. For those little pinwheels, it's $7 for that little 4-pack.
The ones I bought had 6 in them. But still, it was $7 a box.
$7 a box. So I kind of, and you know, it'd take you 5 minutes to make those at home.
Yeah.
But they're made, they're done. You can eat them right when you want them. $7. Ugh. I'm getting too cheap, aren't I?
No, it's the groceries are too expensive to even think about wanting to have little luxury items like pre-made pinwheels.
Right. I get it. But they always have that, like, pimento in the middle of them.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't know that stuff.
I don't eat those.
Oh, okay. Mainly because they have a smear of cream cheese on them, too.
Usually, and I don't eat that.
To hold them all together is what it is.
Gross.
But I love them. I love them. But God darn, $7.
Yeah. But I like him enough to have $7 foods. Also, he had a minor health scare yesterday that I was just like, I need to take care of him and buy him something that's not garbage.
Yeah. Oh, aren't you sweet?
And I bought a bunch of fruit.
Yum.
Unpeeled oranges.
Who's in the grocery?
Yeah.
Oh, where was it?
You want to take some?
No. No. Okay. Part of my diet, I don't eat fruit because it's too sugary.
Oh.
So I don't eat fruit. I love it. And I saw those at the store one day recently, and I thought, okay, come on. Who can't peel an orange? But how fun to have them right there, open the thing, take an orange out.
Yes!
Were they whole? Were yours whole?
Yeah, mostly.
The ones I saw were whole, too, and I thought, oh, my God, I want this. No, don't eat that.
Oh, Justin loves them, so I buy them for him.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love box fruit. I did get some guacamole at the grocery.
Oh, yum.
And I try not to eat the whole carton at one sitting, so.
Right.
It's hard because it tastes so good.
Yeah.
But I got this. I went to a different grocery store the other day, so I don't like their brand.
Damn it!
The Kroger brand at Kroger's is very good. It almost tastes. It doesn't taste like it's got preservative in it.
Oh, okay.
And the one I got at the Food Town tasted like it has preservative in it.
Mm.
It still ain't gonna stop me.
No, well, no. And, you know, probably the whole thing, even with some preservative in it, isn't terrible for you. It's all the chips that you need to deliver it to your mouth.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. You mean that whole bag I will eat with the whole carton?
Yes. That's what's gonna kill you.
Yeah, I know. But, golly, what a way to die.
Right.
Here, I'm talking about not eating fruit, but I'll eat the carton of guacamole with a bag of chips. I'm a bad, bad person.
Listen, you know what you like.
Yeah, I gotta eat something.
Yeah. And all that avocado, it's so good for you.
Oh, I know. I love it.
All those good oils.
Yes. I can't believe that we really didn't start eating guacamole or avocados until the 90s. That just amazes me. Why haven't we known this all my life?
Right. Oh, could you imagine Grandma cooking guacamole? She would have been such an asshole about it.
Oh, yeah. Just cutting up an avocado for some avo toast was just beyond. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been a whole production that it didn't need to be. And then it wouldn't have even tasted good because she liked to do that.
Right.
She liked to take something that was awesome and make it bad.
Yes, she did that to me often. I'll be cooking something and she'll go behind me and add something to it. And the minute I taste it, why? Why did you do this? Why? Whatever. Why are we talking about that?
About Grandma being an asshole?
We need happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. I think she only did it to you and me. I think she really, you know, whatever. Anyway.
Listen, that's, you know, that's fine. I, you know, I didn't understand it at the time. I still don't really understand it, but like, you know, if you think you're better than me, then go ahead. Like,
yeah, that's feel not, free. I don't care.
Don't care. Like, especially thinking that I like you enough to care about it.
Right.
That's the funny part to me. Like, if you think you're better than me, I don't like you.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go out of my way to be nice to you because you think you're better than me.
Right.
And
I don't know.
That's something to unpack with my therapist.
Yes.
We haven't even begun talking about my grandma.
Oh, my God. I can imagine what you say about your crazy mother. Oh. Jesus Christ. She was awful, wasn't she? Yes, she was.
In the 90s, you did suck. But now.
Well, I mean.
But I feel like we had to have that relationship then to have the relationship we have now.
You know what? Yes. And you had talked about things with you and your sister. And I think you got the brunt of it because you were the first one. So, you know, I had to learn all that shit from you. And then I had to learn that it wasn't that important, that you were overreacting. No, that I was overreacting. So you got the brunt of that. So sorry, baby.
Yeah, it sucked at the time, but.
Yeah, and I did. I've been thinking about what you said, and I think it was the curse that you were the first one.
Yeah.
And life would have been much better for you if you had been the second one. I am honest about that. I really think that that's the truth.
Don't tap dance on the keyboard.
Oh.
Don't do it.
The producer has returned and she wants attention. And she doesn't want that computer and all this equipment in front of her, between her and mommy.
Do you want to come up here and talk? You want to say something? She said, hell no.
Not if you're recording me.
She said, I only talk to you when you're in bed. And I stand out in the hallway and scream.
Oh, poor baby.
The door is open. I can walk in and come in and scream in your face, but I'm only going to do it from the hallway.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that is funny. Reginald has started. He'll stop at the doorway to my bedroom, and then he will sprint to my bed.
Oh, it's like 3 feet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's almost like the wooden floor is lava.
Oh.
And he, you know, he can only touch it in a certain spot. But he has just started doing that. And I don't understand. I don't get it.
He is a little silly.
Yeah, lava. The floor is lava. But he's my wonderful boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. Her and I have gotten closer. I popped a zit on her mouth the other day. It was gross.
Poor thing.
I think that's orange cat behavior.
Yes. Unfortunately, it is. They have much more delicate skin than the others, I guess.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
She let me do it.
Well,
and then she didn't run away after it happened.
Oh, good.
So, I don't think she was super mad at me. I have to wonder if it hurt and it felt better after it was gone.
Well, you know, we've had zits before. Yes, they're aggravating when they're there, and when they're gone, it always is better.
Yeah, so.
Don't pop your zits. But, you know, I do think it's different on cats.
Yeah. I wouldn't have even pretended to pick at her face, but I could tell that was in like a deep set, you know, grown in thing.
Yeah. She's such a delicate baby.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
But I do need to scream at my mom when she goes to bed. Wake my dad up. So my dad gets to grumble at my mom. Because it's mom's fault. The Lula is screaming.
That is true. That is true. Such things. Our cats. For anyone who is just tuning in, our cats are our lives.
Well, they run my life. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Absolutely. Life called yesterday on her way home from work. And let's see. Edgar. No, not Edgar.
Hazel? The new one?
I'm trying to think. Somebody's Gotcha Day is coming up.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, you know, we talk about the cats. Her four cats. And then we talked about your three cats. And we talked about Mr. Cobra Commander.
Yeah, I miss him every day.
Yep. And we talked about the day we remember when you first got him. That seemed like a million years ago.
It was a million years ago.
So, yeah. Yeah, we love our cats.
Yeah.
They are our babies. Even with Mr. Manchego being 10 years old, he's still my baby.
Yep.
That's all right. I love him.
Well, Ash's Gotcha Day was just the other day. We've had him for 7 years.
Unbelievable.
Seven. And he was just a little teacup of baby.
Yep.
When we got him.
Yes, he was. Oh, such things. That was kind of what set the Blythe in my conversation off. Like, or Blythe said that she had seen your Facebook post. And then we started talking about the cats. And
yeah.
Yep. They're our babies. All right. What else? Let's get back to focus here. Focus.
Yeah. We haven't talked about our dead people yet.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I can do that. There's not a lot of dead people this week.
Okay.
Brent Hines, 51, guitarist from a group called Mastodon.
Yeah.
There's another guy I recognized, but I don't recognize that band.
Mastodon's a heavy metal band.
Okay.
I only know them through Justin.
Okay. I absolutely recognized his face, but I didn't.
Their music is good. I just don't, you know, I just don't. I listen to so much random shit that, like, they're not in my rotation every day.
Yeah, and he was only 51.
It was a motorcycle accident.
You know, it didn't say that in the little blurb. There's several of them this time didn't have a cause of death.
Yeah, no, his was a motorcycle accident.
Oh, dear. Ugh. Okay, Jerry Adler, actor at 96. He was on The Sopranos and The Good Wife.
Yeah, Hesh.
Yep. Graham Greene at 73. We all know who Graham Greene is.
You know his face. He was in
Dances with Wolves and The Green Mile.
Uh-huh.
And tons of other stuff.
He was in the Twilight movie.
TV. He was on every sitcom since the early 80s. He was on that many sitcoms.
Yeah. If you saw his face, you'd say, oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy. Oh, no way. Yeah. I saw that and I sent it to you and I was just like, oh, I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yep. He was a First Nation Canadian citizen and 73. And again, no cause of death.
I didn't read the article. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just saw it and sent it to you. I was like, because I knew that you would know his face.
Yep. As soon as I saw his face pop up, I thought, oh, no. Because I had seen it before you sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Scott Spiegel at 67. He was a writer, actor, producer, and fake shemp.
Yeah, fake shemp. Okay. Yep. From
the
Army of Darkness?
Yes.
That's funny.
He was associated with those movies.
Yeah, he worked with Sam Raimi a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Giorgio Armani.
Wow.
At 91.
Good for him, though. 91, good for you.
Yep. It said he was in decline since June. So whatever it was, took him real fast.
Listen, that's the way to go.
Because he just opened, his clothing line just recently.
Oh.
When would that have been?
Oh, Fashion Week?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
May-ish? Does that come in May?
Yeah, it's in the early summer, I think.
I don't know, but he was there to open his line, and he looked fine. And then, you know, they said since June, so something must have happened. He must have...
Listen, don't let me linger.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I hope if I get grievously sick, it takes me instantly.
Yes, I have to agree with you.
Oh, but 91, good for him.
Let's see, Mark Vollmer at 78.
Yeah.
He was a singer. He had Lewy body dementia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
What's that?
Casey Kasem also died of Lewy body dementia. It takes your language. It takes your ability to walk and talk and speak.
Like your motor skills?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
There's some thought that when Bruce Willis became ill, at the very, you know, when he was first sick, people wondered, I remember that there was wondering if he had Lewy body dementia.
Oh.
But yeah, it's bad. He was one of the original Turtles.
Yeah.
And he worked with, and there's a connection to our movie today. He worked with Frank Zappa.
Okay.
And TJ Rex.
TJ Rex?
Yep. Mr. Want to go buy something. TJ Rex. T-Rex.
Yeah, T-Rex. TJ Rex.
Buy something. And lots of others that you would recognize. But I only wrote those two down. So
that's awesome. But yeah, how old? 78? That's not 78, that old. 78,
no. Uh-uh.
And he was the original singer on the song Happy Together.
Yep. Yes. Yes. They said in this one also, it was a short illness.
Oh.
But he'd had Lewy body dementia since the early 2000s.
Mm.
So, yeah. Yes. Love that song. But yeah, that's all I have for death this time. It's an easy week. I guess.
I saw some TikToker died, but it didn't, you know, I did not recognize them.
Right. I saw that also, and I thought, well, should I write it down? And then I thought, I don't think I know them or their work or anything.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah. So that's all I had for that. So.
Okay.
It was interesting learning about stuff this week. Interesting. Lots of, you know, to think about and stuff to think about. Like, what have I done with my life?
Well, I've pissed mine away.
I don't think I've even bothered to piss it away. I think I just let it go. Think, why do some people have that ambition to be somebody?
Oh.
Why didn't I have that ambition?
I don't even have the ambition to be myself.
Yes. I guess I handed it down to you.
Ah.
Which is a bad thing. Shouldn't we all be striving to be something more?
I mean,
I don't know.
Like, my days are long enough.
Right. I understand. I completely understand. But what do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, look at her.
Yeah.
You've got her hypnotized.
She's getting some good rubs.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
What else? What else has happened this week? I think anything is going on. And oh, the Greek American Festival is going on in downtown Toledo this weekend. That is huge. And it has been big for 50 years.
Yeah.
Here in Toledo. I have never been. But who doesn't want to eat Greek food? Oh, my goodness.
I don't like all that tzatziki sauce.
What? Well, you don't have to have the tzatziki sauce on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I also that.
Just recently learned what tzatziki sauce was made out of and definitely will never eat it again.
Isn't it cucumber?
It's cucumber and Greek yogurt.
Oh, Greek yogurt. Sorry. Never even gave that a thought. Gosh, I love that.
Cucumber's not my favorite either, if I'm being honest.
No, but that sauce is mighty fabulous.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's all I can think of is Black Forest now. Black Swamp.
Oh, okay.
Black Swamp Festival in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Sure.
That is a huge music, art.
Yeah.
They have a big community there in Bowling Green.
I went to that one time years ago. I had a good time.
Yep. It's very, very popular. Bowling Green is known for that. That and the tractor pull.
Yeah. I think that the people that own Frankie's downtown have just bought the Clausel.
Really?
I think that's what their post said. Is that the Ottawa Tavern was in limbo for a while, and I think they picked that up. And I think they also just purchased the Clausel.
The last time I was at that theater, I was at it's been 10 years. They had guitar players there that did a whole unbelievable show. And, you know, Elton John has that that song, and it talks about a wall of sound. That was that. The way those guys played their guitars, it was everywhere.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really, really cool. But at that time, there wasn't a lot to it. It was rather run down, as I recall. So I hope they bring it back to,
yeah,
to some of its glory.
It sounds like they're gonna try. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. How fun.
There's a concert that Justin wanted to go to at Frankie's in a couple weeks. And he said that only standby tickets are available now, when he went to go buy them.
Oh, wow.
Which, listen, it's fine. I don't want to be up after 8 o'clock at night. I definitely don't want to be on the east side.
It's true. No. Okay.
It's a whole thing.
Has that picked up any? I mean,
yeah.
With the River East stuff that's going on right now.
Frankie's closed during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, small bars, you know, really didn't have a chance.
Yep.
But is somebody bought it, I don't know, a year or so ago, and have been running shows constantly. So yeah, it's doing great.
Okay.
The band that Justin wanted to see is the Melvins. They've been around forever. So, I mean, it was a pretty big deal, and Justin's kind of sad, but I'm not sad about being out at 11 o'clock at night.
Right. And I have been seeing that they are advertising. So, yay.
Yeah.
Yay for the music industry in Toledo.
Yeah, it's about time that, you know, we get good shows again.
If they could just get the Martin Luther King Bridge organized.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But, you know, drawbridges.
Yeah.
Who does that anymore?
Right.
But anyway, you know, we've got other ways to get there, but who wants to go over that big bridge? Oh, that is frightening.
I hate a bridge, if I'm being honest.
And that big bridge is tall.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they made it so tall. Because we don't have, like, big ships, big tall ships coming through. I don't know. Freighters are...
A cruise ship came through recently. Do you remember that?
I did. That was a first in many years that cruise line came to us.
Yeah.
But they're not that tall, are they?
Cruise ships are huge.
Oh, okay. Well, it can't be too big because it was in the Maumee River.
Yeah, but... You know, like a regulation cruise ship, they fit like a billion people on there.
Yeah, I guess so. They're 11, 12 stories high, supposedly. I've never been on one. I've seen them. Okay, then. Then it needs to be tall.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I nicked myself cooking dinner last night. And it wasn't even like... I didn't even, like, touch myself with the blade. What happened was I was changing hands from one hand to the other, and I just kind of touched the back end of the knife to my finger, and my finger just, like, erupted. And it bled for, like, an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to put a Band-Aid on real tight.
Was it deep?
No, it's just a little nick, but it...
Like,
boy,
like a paper cut type thing that,
boy,
you know,
it bled and bled
for
and
weeks.
Bled.
Oh my God, Lex!
I was like, I can work through this. No, I can't. I need to go put a Band-Aid on. This is obnoxious.
I need to sit down and put my hand above my head. We need a transfusion.
And I didn't even, like, touch the blade. It was just, like, the butt end of the knife.
God, you hit it just right.
Mm.
And it broke the skin.
Yeah, it's right here. A big little scratch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, yay. It looks big to me.
Yeah.
That's because you've been wagging it. Waggy, waggy, waggy. Stop.
It's on my dominant hand.
I know. You need to stop cooking. No, never mind.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
It's dangerous. Dangerous. What else? What else going on?
We made a ridiculous TikTok. I bought tutus for the occasion. So go check that out. We're idiots.
We had tutus on. We looked stupid.
Yeah, we did.
I danced.
Yeah, Mom was in Swan Lake.
I was.
Anna behind me.
I was. That was fun. I've never worn a tutu, so that was real fun for me.
Yeah, no, I danced when I was little, so this is not my first tutu.
Yes.
But I was surprised it fit me. That was exciting.
Yes, because we had it all planned out, how we'd, you know, expand it to fit our waists.
Yeah.
Our girlish waists. So, yeah. Yeah, fit me too. It was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. I forgot about our TikTok already.
Yeah. Did it get any views? Probably not, because TikTok hates us.
Yeah, last week's didn't get many, or last issues didn't get many. Well, it's going to take our phone a week to figure out how to turn on.
I don't want to go to the store.
I do. I want to go to TJ Maxx.
Well, we got 97 views.
Oh, yay!
And a few people liked it.
Yeah.
Mostly people we know. Like, we know.
We know them. We really know them. That's all right. We do it for ourselves, so it's fun.
Yeah, we don't care.
And
this is for posterity at this point.
Right. And I turn on TikTok every once in a while. Well, almost every day. And every once in a while, we'll pop into For You for Me.
Oh, that's cool.
I think, how does that happen? But yay!
It never pops in on mine unless it's trying to sell me advertising time.
Oh, because you're the name on it. Because
I'm the account holder.
Oh. I'm sorry, Lexi.
That's all right. I still watch them.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't matter. It still plays the...
Right?
The TikTok.
Oh, my goodness. That's fun. How fun. Yeah, we've been seeing some pretty funny TikToks lately. So
yeah,
and I can't think of anybody's name, but they're fun. They're fun to watch. People are crazy.
Oh my god, Jack from the Psych Ward has been in my For You's a lot. Oh, I love him.
He is hilarious.
His deadpan face.
Yep.
And the wild stories.
Yes.
Oh, hilarious.
But it's like I've always said, for years and years and years, I've always said, I'm going to write a book, and the title of that book is going to be The Shit I Hear at Work.
Yeah.
Because people come up to you, and they say the craziest shit to you.
Oh.
That how did they get from where they lived to standing in front of me? How did they manage to do that?
I don't know.
And he's the same way.
Yeah.
You know, it's everyday life. And he's probably seen a lot of stuff. But I worked in retail for 35 plus years. I've seen a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And none of it's fun.
Nope.
But I have to say, I was only one time was I concerned for my safety at work.
Huh.
And it was in one of the better towns here in Toledo.
Of course it was.
Which amazes me to no end.
Nope.
That I would be standing in one of the better cities in Toledo and someone would threaten me. Unbelievable. But yeah, so... weird stuff. But yeah, that would be the name of my book.
Yep.
For sure.
There was one where he was talking about how this patient just had like blowout style diarrhea because he was lactose intolerant and somehow kept getting a hold of milk. And they, you know, they told the cafeteria to stop sending milk to the entire floor, and they were patting down visitors, don't bring any milk in here. And somehow this guy was getting milk.
That was a funny one. Y'all need to look him up.
Oh, and see some of his stuff.
It's that thing you look at and think, how did that happen? And then you burst into laughter.
Yep.
Because it is so funny.
But listen, as somebody who is lactose intolerant, it's always a war of, you know, like, how badly do I want to feel in the next 2 to 3 hours?
Yes.
And, you know, am I close enough to home base for this to be worth it?
Yes.
Because a lactose intolerant bathroom emergency is not an average bathroom emergency.
No, it is not.
And it's not the kind of stuff you want to have in a public place.
Correct.
It is. Well, it is a devastating event.
Yes. And if you are not lactose intolerant, get down on your knees right now and thank God.
Oh.
Because it is ugly, it's painful, it's loud,
it's awful. So sporadic in when it wants to rear its ugly head.
Yep.
Like, because today I can eat an entire block of cheese and be fine.
Yep.
Tomorrow I can have, you know...
cheese in your refrigerator.
I can have, yep, you know, a sip of milk that I put in my eggs in the morning, and I'm done for the day.
Yep.
done for the day.
Yep. There's no rhyme nor reason with lactose intolerance.
Wild.
But that person did it on purpose.
Oh, 100%. Oh, listen, if I'm in a place I don't want to be, I'm going to make it everybody's problem.
I get you. Oh, my goodness. In the psych ward, that'd be even better. Yeah, he's pretty funny. I also listen to this lady called Snarky, and she does, people write in there, she gives advice. People write in their stories, and it's like, why are you writing this down? Why aren't you going to that person and slapping their head off?
Yeah, why aren't you running screaming from the people?
Right.
That's what I read, those Am I the Asshole stories, and it's just like, nine times out of ten, you are not. What? And
yes.
The fact that the people around you are telling you that you are means that they're people that you don't need around you.
Right.
Go away from those people.
Run from them.
And if it's a man writing in, 98% of the time, he is the asshole.
He is, yes.
Solid 98%.
I think the only ones that I've ever heard where, yes, you're the asshole, have been men.
Yes.
You are correct.
Now, there's been a couple times where, like, a man has written in, and, like, the story tagline is really, like, this guy's gonna suck, and it turns into, like, a story where it's just, like, I mean, if things are going exactly as you're saying they're going, no, man, this sucks. This is a sucky situation. And, you know, you don't suck. But that is so infinitesimal.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Run from them. Run screaming.
Oh, yeah.
If you even think, if that even pops into your head as a thought, run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't, yeah, run.
Yeah, just move states and change your name.
Uh-huh.
Because just get away from these people.
Yes. Yes. Or if the only time you hear from somebody is when they're calling to ask for money, don't answer.
Yeah, stop answering your phone.
Block them.
Yeah.
Change your number. Goodness. Listen to us. We're terrible people.
Listen, I value my autonomy. I value my solitude, my peace above anything else.
Yes.
And if a relationship interferes with any one of those three, I'm cutting it off because I don't need it.
Right. Right. I get you. I saw last night there was a, you know, these shopping hauls, these unboxings.
Oh, okay.
This lady had some Louis Vuitton stuff sent to her. She had ordered some stuff.
Okay.
And she had this, like, doctor-shaped purse.
Oh, okay.
Which I love. And then out of that, she pulled this and she pulled that. And then she pulled this other, like, envelope out. And I thought, oh. She got a suitcase. Lexi has a suitcase.
Yeah, I have a duffel.
Yeah. She pulled that out, and I knew right away that what was in that envelope. And she pulled it out, and I thought, oh, that looks like Lexi's.
Yep.
But she was so proud of herself. She's pulling all this stuff out of this box. I get that. I get those unboxings and those hauls, but why? We doing this?
I started doing my movie shopping hauls.
Yeah.
Just because we are a movie podcast, and I think, you know, it does tie in, and it, I don't think it.
Those are fun. Those
yeah.
Are because we're doing this. That lady need 15 purses.
Well, who doesn't need 15 purses? Also, if Louis Vuitton wants to send me 15 purses, I would welcome that. You can go ahead. I DM me. I will give you my address.
Okay. I don't understand that. I mean, I get a new purse every couple of months, but to open a box and have like seven of them in one box on one day, I don't know. Get it.
Listen, I need one for every day and then every occasion I need to go to.
Okay.
And if I were a person that had 15 Louis Vuitton bags, I would have occasions to go to.
Okay. All right. I will look at these with new eyes.
And some of the Louis Vuitton bags are crazy. Jennifer Tilly is a guest star on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't know if she's a cast member yet, but she's friends with a couple of the cast members, so she's frequently on the show.
Okay.
And she has Louis Vuitton bags that are so ridiculous that I absolutely, if there was anybody's closet I could go into and just take from, it would be Jennifer Tilly's.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
She has one that is shaped like a little sailboat, like a little.
Oh, now those are interesting.
Yeah, she's got all those.
Oh my God! Okay,
I think their recent campaign had a purse that was shaped like a train, a choo choo.
How cool!
Yeah.
Oh, how cool! Okay.
Yeah, Pharrell. If you're listening to me, because I know you are. Send me all Louis Vuitton.
Why would Pharrell send you that?
Because he's running the show right now. He's running Louis Vuitton right now.
The singer?
Yeah.
Why?
Pharrell, I know you're listening.
Okay. All right. Oh, all right. That's interesting. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, then. I don't get it. And why do I want to look at your groceries? Now, you, when you do the movies, that's interesting because, you know, oh, that was where her toenails in your leg.
Yeah, it hurt a little bit.
But, I mean...
Well, sometimes it is interesting to see somebody bring 78 bags, full bags of groceries in and say that I got this for $64. And that's interesting. Like, how did you get 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag?
Yeah, you can't tell me that those people get that in. There's another lady that does $300 a month is all she spends on her groceries.
Oh my God.
For her family of four. She goes to store once a month and that's all she spends is $300.
Jesus Christ. How do you do that? Show me how to do that. Because I went to the grocery store yesterday and spent $100 on dinner last night, dinner this morning, and Justin's lunch shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even buy pop.
I know.
I did buy a bag of cat food for the cats at work.
But that's not expensive. You know, that's not $40.
It was $20, But still.
I know. I went into Food Town the other day, and I was going to buy a loaf of bread. Something else. I can't even remember now. I came out with $70 worth of stuff.
Wow. So you got three things?
No. No, but $70. What did I need $70 worth of stuff for?
Yeah.
Midweek.
You know, that convenience that, like, yeah, I need a bag of chips and I need a pound of hamburger and I'm not cooking hamburger today, but I need this for, you know, the next couple days when I want hamburger and I don't want to defrost it.
And that's exactly what I did. Oh, I'm going to get some cherry turnovers. Ooh, don't they look good? Oh, I need a bag of chips. You're exactly right.
I have taken to when I see the hamburger that I like to buy, when I see that they have it out, I buy 4 or 5 pounds at a time just to have it.
Yes, because you sometimes I can't always get it. Correct. Yes, I buy the same stuff. And if I see it, I do buy three.
Yeah.
Because that'll get me through the whole month.
Yeah.
But, yeah, how does she do that? $400 or $300 for four people.
Jesus.
I don't know.
I can't even imagine.
I don't know.
But I need to learn that trick because groceries be expensive. Oh, I do think eggs have come down a little bit.
Yes. But they say hamburgers going up. But I buy that fancy stuff and it costs $9 a pound.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like it.
But the 80-20 shit's still $7 a pound, so yeah. Why not get the good shit for $9?
Yes. That's what I figure. You know, and that's so much in my groceries, is it's not so much that I'm trying to save money or anything. I buy the same stuff every time. And I only buy certain things. And it's expensive.
Yeah, I'm trying to branch out a little and in my cooking, so we're not eating the same shit over and over.
Yes, I understand that. But yeah, I mean, what are we going to have to eat? Sawdust now?
Shit, aren't we already? Isn't that what pink slime is?
I think so.
Lips, buttholes, and wood shavings.
Well, that's a hot dog.
Oh.
That's called a hot dog.
Listen, not mad.
Mm-mm, I love me a hot dog. Hmm. Anyway.
Yep.
I know I'm crazy.
Do you have any idea of what movie you want to watch next? And I can only think of two movies that you have left, but I know that there's one more.
Okay, so this was a serious one, so we need to watch one of the crazier ones. One of the unusual ones.
Okay.
Scary something.
Scary something?
I yeah, some of these are scary to me. You have scary taste. So we should do one that's not. That's how we've kind of been doing it. So, wait, I don't have any, though, that are.
Yeah, yours are more fanciful.
Yeah, they all are, aren't they?
Well, I can't think of what the fourth one is. I can only think of Willy Wonka and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Well, let's watch Willy Wonka. That's kind of dark.
That is kind of dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be all right?
That's fine.
Okay.
What's the other one?
Willy Wonka, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Dude, Where's My Car? Jesus, I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't even begin to think of it.
And it's something equally stupid, because that's all. Wedding Singer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wedding Singer.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's look at Willy Wonka. That's dark, and that's a long one, too, isn't it?
I think so, but I don't think it's nearly as long as Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I think that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is 3 hours long. Let me do a little research on that real quick.
I don't think it's 3 hours long.
It's not a goddamn intermission.
I know, but...
2 hours and 24 minutes.
Oh, Lord. I'll bring snacks.
We getting the popcorn machine out?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's funny. For us, that's a long movie.
Yeah.
When we watch hour and a half movies and I can't pay attention to that.
But the singing and the dancing and the flying car of it all.
Yeah.
And then the Queen of Bavaria with her wigs.
I forget how much is involved in that movie. Sorry. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I love Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah. It's a fine movie.
But I love Willy Wonka, too.
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
When I got the DVD player hooked up, I tried to crash my entire AV system last night.
Oh, my God.
And standing here by myself, putting this together, I was panicking. I was just like, if I wake Justin up, first of all, he's going to murder me. And second of all, I'm never going to hear the end of this.
He's not ever going to let you watch TV when he's not here. Ever.
Because I unplugged the main TV.
Oh.
HDMI. And then I plugged it into the wrong spots.
Oh.
And then it wasn't registering that anything was going on the TV. And I was just like, well, I put it in the spot. I took it out and I put it back in. Like,
oh, get the flashlight out.
No, so then I was just like, well, let me see if there's another spot here. And I'm just playing musical chairs with my HDMI cords. Oh. And
No.
I figured it out, but Jesus, it took me a minute, and I was standing. I was
And then, of course, you were panicking, so it made it even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Flailing in my living room.
Oh, Lord. I can't even imagine all this equipment you have hooked up to you. Mr. Manchego unplugged my television from the back of the set, and it took me almost an hour to figure out where to plug it back in.
It's up and in.
It's under a little, like a little hood.
Yeah.
What the heck?
It's up and in.
Well, now I know. I keep thinking, Reginald, why are you on the back of the TV?
Well,
What is so fascinating back there? And he does it all the time.
But Lula wants to be on my nightstand, and she's rubbing. I have this little shadow box that Justin gave me with a cat under, like, an orange tree. And it's a cool little thing, but she wants to rub her face on it. And she's knocking it, and she's knocking it, and she's knocking it. And I'm afraid she's going to break it.
Yes. That's what I keep telling Mr. Manchego. You're going to knock the damn TV off. He doesn't listen.
No.
He wants to be in that 4 inches of space that are behind that TV. Oh.
Yep.
I don't pretend to even know what Kat is thinking.
No.
Any of them. Any of them. Oh, well. What do you know?
Yep. Well, all I know is that we'll be back in a couple weeks with Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And we're excited. That'll be episode number 93.
Three. Wild. I can't hardly believe it. I'm so excited.
All righty, everybody. Keep following along with us. Follow our socials. You know, email us if you feel like emailing us.
Yeah.
Drop us a line on our website if you feel like doing that.
Yes.
We're on Facebook, Insta, TikTok, obviously.
Yeah, send us a TikTok.
Yeah.
Mock us.
Don't mock us. I will block you.
Okay, imitate us.
Don't do that. We're idiots.
We got the corner on idiots.
Be your own kind of idiot.
It's fun. Be one.
Okay, yeah, have fun with it. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.